Nigel, many congratulations. A very comfortable performance for the Blades in the end.
Yeah, in the end. I thought we had to work very hard for it. Getting the first goal was important. A little bit of quality from Jose. But the only disappointing part in the whole game was the 20 minutes or so after that. I didn't think then. I thought we let them back into the game and had a few situations and chances. But apart from that, over the course of the whole game, I thought we played well.
Two very well-taken goals. Neat finish from Baxter, wasn't it? And Murphy, he's threatened that at times this season, and now he's finally done it.
Yeah, well, he's just, we said, didn't we, in the week, he's just starting the last few weeks to show us a little bit of something, and ideal opportunity for when Stephen had to go off today, and he comes on left-hand side. Lots of space. We knew there'd be a bit of space out wide because of the way Cambridge play, and we wanted to exploit that, and I think both goals have come from those areas.
What do you think for those two players those goals will do confidence-wise for them? Because Baxter, again, has looked at times as though he should be doing more in that area.
Yeah, but I think if we get him on the pitch often enough, then he will get goals. We've got to get the ball to him. I thought when we did today, he looked a threat and he was dangerous. So he's got a bit of quality at this level, and if he keeps working as hard as he did today, he'll be okay.
What did happen with McGinn? Because he stood up and appeared to be okay, and then the next moment he was off.
Yeah, he just felt something just at the back of his knee, so we'll investigate it further this week. We're hoping it's not too serious. He could run not too bad, but he felt it when he was kicking.
I suppose in a situation like this, it's always better to err on the side of caution, isn't it?
It's straight away, you know. There's no point in risking further damage, so he's off and we'll know a bit more in the next few days.
You played three at the back. Mm. What prompted the decision to change things around today?
Not having a right back. Little Finney went and did a sort of right wing back job, but you know, with Tony McMahon being suspended, it seemed an obvious choice. The three there are comfortable. We did a bit of work on it this week. I think it suited the personnel more than anything else today.
Does that then give you food for thought going forward as something else this team can do? If it's not something you might do regularly, at least it's there.
Exactly. It's something that we can revert to if we need to in a certain situation. It's always good to have that flexibility and adaptability with the back three or four, five, whatever. We like the back four intact. But on odd occasions, you know, we had to do it at Shrewsbury and we went down to 10 men and it worked okay there. It is something good to be able to go to just in case.
And the players really did. In fact, Flynn particularly perhaps seemed to enjoy the extra responsibility that role gives him.
He did well defensively and attacking-wise, you know, made the first goal. But I thought defensively he got back, tracked back, did his job, got little toes in here or there when he needed to. Good hard-working performance today.
So, and now safely through. Any thoughts on the draw which is pending? Does it matter? Who would you like?
Don't know. You either want somebody at home to get through, you know, or you want one of the big boys to make a few quid. It's those ones that are in between that are always a little bit disappointed.
It's just before or the real thrust of the January transfer window, so a big team.
Well, that's it. It makes a difference. Yeah. It can do. You know, if you get one of the big four or five away from home and all of a sudden there's, you know, 40, 50,000 there, it makes a big difference to the finances come January.
They're a good team, particularly at home. So, again, I suppose we'll highlight the fact that things are starting ever again, just to roll forward. It's been an excellent week, 2 weeks of 79.
Yeah, it has. 2 in 10 now, defeats. And I think you saw further evidence, hopefully, of the resilience today and the, just building up that don't lose mentality. And then we think we've got enough in the side to get his goals. But it's don't lose, that was the thing today. And it will be from now till the end of the season.